This is what she did and this is where she featured. Let's
Pineapple
find out.
From Zimbabwe, and I am a dance fitness instructor and choreographer. When people look at dance, they look at the raunchy side of things. When I started dancing professionally, I would go for shows because I would dance for artists. And you'd have people yelling, "Oh, prostitute!" It makes it really hard for people to take you seriously or for your family to support you. In the African context, leaving your job to pursue your dream is a luxury. Our parents go through so much, take us through school and university, and they pay so much money. And for you to then turn around and say, "Mom, but this is not what I wanted to do," it's a struggle. My dance is my passion. It's what drives me. It's what I live for. It changes lives. So I love it. I really wouldn't be doing anything.
Mexicans. Let's get to welcome Pineapple in the building, man. Pineapple.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Man, how you doing?
I'm good.
How's been everything?
It's been amazing. Uh-huh. It's been great. I still cannot believe that me, of all people, of all choreographers in Zim, got to feature on BBC Africa. It's amazing.
I think when I watched, I think I went through your page last week, and I'm like, whoa, Pineapple, BBC Africa.
Imagine.
Huh? On video.
A whole me.
And I remember, I think we met a couple of times before, and you were saying you opened a dance school, right?
Yeah.
And it looks like it's actually growing every day. A lot of people are coming through.
It has its moments. Mm. I won't lie. That's the thing about starting a business, that while not a lot of African or people who look like me are doing, you know what I mean? And I just got to a point where when I left my job in advertising, I just got to a point where I was just like, you know what? I need to do something that I love, and I need to offer something that I would want, you know? And it always amazes me when people inbox me and tell me, "I've been looking for you this whole time. I was looking for places I could get lessons, and you know, you are what I want." And I'm just like, wow, there's a whole market out there, and I didn't even know because I was too scared to try.
And I think this is the million-dollar question. And all you mentioned when we played the clip there, a lot of parents get to invest in their kids to go overseas.
Yeah.
And I don't know, how did your family react when you decided to say, "Look, I actually want to pursue dancing and not what I went to study"?
Okay, so I actually studied for a diploma in journalism and mass communication because I actually took a gap year after high school, and that's when I started dancing professionally. So at 18, as soon as I left high school, I started dancing. And you know, relatives gave that pressure to say, "Mwana kango garo," you know, "she should go to school." So I caved into that pressure, and I was like, okay, what's something that I might be easily good at? And that was journalism. My mom actually pushed me towards it, and I did that. I finished, and that took me 2 years. Gladly. I'll take that over 4 years any day. You know what I mean? So my 2 years were done. That was 2015, 2016. And then 2017, fortunately, I got to be a part of Capitalk 100.4 FM. It was such an amazing opportunity. It was a lot of hard work. You know, I got to be on air. I got to be their digital, you know, strategist. And then I was good at it. You know I was good at it. I loved
things were
it.
Happening.
Yeah. You know, people still ask me, "You left radio?" And I'm just like, guys, you don't even know. I moved to a whole other industry after radio. But that's how much power it had. You know what I mean? And then after that, I got into advertising. So then when I was like, you know what? I think I'm done. I just want to dance. I spoke to my mom about it, and she was like, "Go for it."
Whoa.
She was the most supportive person. She did not hold me back. She was like, "I was where you are once. And it's just a job. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out." You know what I mean? So I wish a lot of parents were that supportive. You know, she did invest in my education, you know, and I didn't let her down. That's the good thing. I finished. I did well. There isn't a module that I failed. You know, I'd get distinctions sometimes, and I'd be like, "Oh, okay,
what
is
this
me? Okay, that's cool." You know, so I'll do that. I'd actually make her proud. So when the time came for me to actually say, I'm done, she was like, it's okay. Because I know you've got this. You will apply yourself. You got the radio job out of your own merit. You got the advertising job out of your own merit. So I'm going to trust you on this one and just let you do you. You're growing, you know.
Do what you're
doing.
So
fly, soar. And then we'll see what happens. If it fails, you can always look for another job. If it doesn't, even better.
Mm. But how did it come, how did BBC Africa come through and discover you? Like, what actually happened? Just walk us through it.
You won't even believe. It was an Instagram DM.
Wow.
Yeah. One of their producers was like, you know what? I've been following your story and I think it's a very interesting story. You know, please just give me your number and let's talk. I actually thought it was a prank. I was like, because she didn't message as BBC. You know, her name is Ashley. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, my name is Ashley and I work for BBC. And, you know, I've been following your story. Da, 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 da. And I was just like, okay. And then when I gave her my number, you know, then people take time to get to you. Then you're just like, Pamwe Shafa, you know what I mean? It's okay. And then after that, then she came to my WhatsApp and we started chatting. And then she's like, okay, so we're going to come to Zim and we're going to film. What are your lessons like? This. And I was just like, what? This is actually happening? But you know, you won't believe it until you actually see them. The day they came to my house, I was just like,
whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Because I'm thinking if somebody just gets into your DM, you already think it's either somebody is trying to prank you or somebody's trying to hustle some money out of you.
I didn't think much of it, to be honest. I was just like,
should I reply? Should I not?
And like, yeah, I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, so, and it just made me realize something. You never know who's watching. You know what I mean? I've been pushing and I've been pushing. When people come through for class, when people don't come through for class, I keep pushing my narrative. If there's one thing that I want to be known for, and there's one thing that people already know me for, it's that I love to dance. I push that and I make it known. So when she then told me that I've been following your story and I saw that you left your other jobs, I was like, wow, okay. Mm-hmm. So it was quite interesting, to the point where they came and then we recorded. And this was back in March, you know, we recorded in March. And I lost hope again. I even messaged her in like April and I was
what's happening?
Is the story when is still it coming? I knew it. I knew the story is not good enough. I knew it. So when it came out last Tuesday, I was freaking out. I was just like, because they just tagged me on Twitter and I was like,
what is this?
Why are they tagging me? And then I went to the post and I lost it. I cried. My husband was like, why are you crying? Oh my God, oh no, I'm so happy. I was ugly crying. It was unbelievable.
Man, so we do have Pineapple in the building, man, and Pineapple used to be part of Capitalk FM, our sister station, and now she's just pursuing dancing, and guess what, man, dancing is now put her on the world platform, actually featuring on BBC Africa. That was last Tuesday, and if you've got questions for her, you can come through on 0775-897-897, and I don't know, Pineapple, I mean, what's the biggest thing that dance has done for you, like, I mean, day to day, what's the biggest thing that you say dance has come for you? Have you like featured on videos? Have you gotten calls? And
I think just this recognition by BBC Africa, by such a big, you know, international media house, it has just given me that push to say, you know what, you're actually in the right direction. I had given myself a year. I was like, in a year, if nothing happens, then maybe I should reconsider, you know what I mean? Maybe I should rethink my strategy, you know? But 6 months in and something amazing like this happens. So that's what it has done for me. It's just building my confidence, you know, as a person. And it just makes me realize that I made the right decision. There isn't a day when I regret leaving corporate. Because I would struggle a lot. I come to work in jeans and they'd be like, but
what is this?
Shenge, Pineapple, no. You're supposed to be wearing formal. You know, like, you're not supposed to be looking like that. So I would struggle a lot. And I'm just like, but guys, I'm a back-end person. I'm not going for meetings. If I have to go for meetings, then I'll dress up and whatever. You know, so just leaving that and knowing that my fate is now solely up to me, it's amazing. And I've been getting so many calls, and I've actually landed quite a big corporate gig as of today. So that's amazing as well.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
That is big. And you mentioned in the BBC interview that you've been labeled negatively.
Yeah.
How did you stay motivated through such experiences like that?
Because I knew why I was there. I'm working, you know. This is not a joke for me. This is my lifeline, you know. I'm here to work. I'm on stage because I'm doing what I love. Just because I'm on stage and I'm moving my body in a certain way, it doesn't automatically warrant that I am some kind of a person. Mm. And even if, you know, a person chooses to be a prostitute or life takes them there, it's life. Mm. You know, we go through different things and our stories are so different. So it would get to me. I won't lie, because I'm just like, but that's not what I am. But when people don't understand who you are and where you're coming from and where you're trying to go, then it's bound to happen. I'll tell you some of the vile things that people have said, even with this feature. It's crazy. You know, oh, she's mad. Why did she waste time going to school? Her job could have gone to someone else. You know what I mean? And you're just like, wow, there are people like this. But for that one person that doesn't like what you're doing, I've realized there are 300, 400 more who are cheering you on. So I'm all positivity. I am grateful for the love that I'm receiving, and it means the world to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Continue doing what you're doing, Chenge. Hey, you're doing a fantastic job right there. I'm actually pursuing your own dream, because that's a very difficult thing to get out of your comfort zone and actually decide to say, I'm going to take a risk and do what I want to do, because you don't know what it's going to bring. Yeah, I mean, you're stepping away from stable income. Now you're going to not knowing if I'm going to make a dollar tomorrow or the day after that. And
it's not easy. It's not easy. It's something I would encourage, but get into it knowing that you might get depressed. I was depressed for a good 2 months because I was just like, I made the wrong choice.
Am I going to make it? Is this going to work?
I left corporate in August. I started my lessons in December. September, October, November, it was so tough because I was just like, okay, you've left without a backup plan. What are you going to do? And I'm so fortunate to have someone in my life, my husband, who is very supportive. And through it all, he was just like, it's fine. I've got you. Figure yourself out. You know, so there are times when I'd just sit there and I'd cry and I'd be like, oh my God, where's the money going to come from? We've got bills to pay. But I just gathered myself. I asked for help. Ask for help, because you might as well. I asked friends for help. I asked people for help. I asked corporates for help. My first class, I really wanted it to be amazing. I wanted it to be big. And I have people who came in, you know, who helped me so, so much. And it was a free class because I was just like, I need to get my name out there. People don't know me and they don't know what I'm trying to do. So, just come.
Do it for free.
Let's dance. Because you already know, when people start talking about you, then you're one step closer to achieving what it is you want to achieve.
Okay.
So, but it's tough. I won't even lie. There are times when people don't come to class and I'm just there like, okay. But it has happened in the past where I then just sit. But now I've realized whenever I have no booking at all for my class, something comes through. I'm told, please come for this party. Please come for this wedding. Please do this. Please do that. So that time that I thought I was going to spend sitting, doing nothing, something falls through that's even bigger and better. So I'm just like, this is working out. It's amazing.
I think I think you've already like answered the question I was about to ask, to say,
okay.
You are successfully married. I know your husband personally. I get to see him a lot. I won't say where, but yeah, I get to see him a lot. And getting him, I mean, you're doing a dancing stuff, right? And I think you need a very calm and collected man to actually support
what
you actually do, because you're dancing, you could be dancing for videos, and it's just strictly professional, and for your husband to actually understand that. I actually want to ask your husband right now, and I'm putting him onto the mic. My guy,
what's the story, bro?
Hey, how did you feel when you saw your wife on BBC Africa, man?
Okay, so long story short,
I was actually in the garage and I was sitting in the car. So it was in the morning, we're both about to leave the house to go train, and then I get an app from her. So I'm thinking, she's in the house, I'm in the garage, and she sends me an app. Did I forget something? And then as soon as I open the app message, she says, it's on BBC, it's on BBC. I'm like, okay. Before I even got the chance to reply, then the link pulls through. Mm-hmm. Then when I see it, I think the next message I receive from her is, I think I'm going to cry. So knowing your wife, you know exactly what that means. That means I'm going to cry. So I literally just ran back into the house and tears of joy. It was crazy. And after like 20 minutes, she's calm, but then she's happy at the same time. It's been crazy, but it was good.
Mm.
Yeah, it's overwhelming for you, like feeling. It's really good.
Okay, and what's your feeling? Let's say, your wife is a professional dancer, mm-hmm. and maybe she comes out on professional music videos.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't asked which videos that she's been on, but I'm going to ask. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like, as a man, mm-hmm. you don't feel any, like, you just keep it calm and collected? You don't feel, baby, this is not going to happen.
Well, you see, the thing is, I used to really dance a lot as well before. I still dance now, like, a bit, but not as much. But Ndiri ini personally, Ndoto Munza, I think what Twitter is showing my way there.
You'd be surprised. There's this one time, it was our anniversary, and he was like, dress up, you know, dress nice, we're going somewhere. Mm. And I'm thinking we're going for dinner and whatever. And I walk straight into a video shoot. And I was like, this guy right here, what are you doing?
It was dope.
He actually pushes me. He has never held me back. And you see him sitting here right now. That's just how he is. Mm. He's always with me when he can be there.
Okay.
He's very supportive.
But you guys do dance routines together sometimes? Just
of course.
For fun? I mean, you dance for your man, you know?
Mm-hmm. We do, actually. But it's been a while since we recorded something. Mm. You know, when you dance for a living, people think that when you get into the house, you're dancing. No, you're sleeping. So it's just like, I've been on my feet this whole time. I'm going to come home and put my feet up and just relax. Yeah.
And just a quick one here. I don't know. Do you see the industry going far? What do you think about the industry, Pineapple? The dancing industry.
You know, it's growing. You know, it's something that's been there. But I think because now we have social media, so many dancers and choreographers are now coming out and they're showing their work and what they're good at and what they do. So we're really getting into the right direction. But the issue is dancers don't get enough respect. You know what I mean? From artists, from people who do events and whatever. It's because people don't understand what it is we do and how much time it actually takes. You see a 1 minute performance, but you don't see the month of practice for you to get what you want. Mm. You know what I mean? So then people say, no, but it's just going to be a minute. Munga zondicha jawe rizakwanda kudaro. And she's just like, yeah.
It's an art.
Yeah. You know, I'm working here. But it's going to take a lot of time, which is why, you know, people like me are doing what we're doing. So people understand that this is a craft. This is work. But you just get to a point. I got to a point where I was just like, I won't be taken for a fool by anyone. If you won't give me what I'm worth, then I won't do it. Because there are people who value what I'm doing and they will pay me top dollar for it. I'd rather sit at home than get pennies for my effort. Like I'm saying, I got a corporate gig now.
Mm-hmm.
They understand and they respect and they're willing to pay top dollar. You know what I mean? So others will be like, Atoyamara. And I was just like, oh, where? Because you won't find me there.
But I think Zimbabweans have actually gotten a big art of negotiating.
Yeah.
Everything is negotiated for. I mean, from as little as something that, I don't know, anything.
Yeah.
Anything and everything
it's
that is
crazy.
Offered, it is negotiated.
And the thing is, because you also want to survive, sometimes you're just like, what can I do? But if they then know you as this dancer or this choreographer can be negotiated with, people will put you down and down and down and you will never get your money's worth. So sometimes you just have to take a stand and say, mm-mm, I won't accept this.
This is not happening.
Because I know my worth. So once we get there as a dance industry, then we will have made it. But it's a process. Because everyone's story is different and we're coming from different places. So there's that. Mm.
So at your classes, Pineapple, yeah. I just want to ask this one, a quick one. I think there's some people that just don't know how to dance. Mm. People have got two left feet. Mm. And you've got your dance classes that are happening. I think it's a mixture of fitness and learning as well, right?
Yeah.
So do you actually teach girls like how to like twerk? I mean, what's your thoughts on like twerking? What's your thoughts on twerking?
I've had a twerk class before. I should actually bring it back because people actually came through for that. And I also have a class where I teach people how to dance in heels. We are women. We are feminine beings. We are sexy. We are confident. We are beautiful. And I feel like for me, the best way to express that is through dance. I see nothing wrong with a woman celebrating her body and who she is. Mm. It's who we are. But the thing about me is because I also respect where people are coming from. I have people with children who come from my classes, people who are married, you know, business women. And they're like, this what you kuone kwa kutindosha tinoita. You know? But I'm just like, girl, if only you knew how hot you look right now. But anyway, I don't even post those classes. I will post to let you know that they're there. But if it's videos, I'd rather post myself. Mm. So you know that I'm doing this. But there's nothing wrong with it. Mm. And it's just that we live in a society where you're then termed something bad for being comfortable in your own body and moving in a certain way and, you know, being a certain being. We're beautiful. And that's the whole point of my class. I find it quite funny that I attract more women than men, not complaining, but I'm just like, men could also learn a thing or two. You know what I mean? But anyway,
that'll be.
I appreciate what I have. I take what I have. You know, I don't spend my time worrying about what I don't have. Mm. Mm.
Mm. Sheldon's got something to ask you. Sheldon, what's up?
Twerking is an art form. I just want to say that.
Thank you.
It's
actually is. It is.
Yeah.
Because it's. I mean.
It's got angles and angles and you know.
Because I think if you remember, there was a video. Rihanna did a video with Drake. What is the name of that track?
Work. Yes.
And when that song would drop, let's say you're at a party or at a club, and you see a lot of ladies trying to do what Rihanna's doing. I'm telling you, if Rihanna was there, girl, she would sue them on the spot. I think, yeah, they need to go for some Chenge classes.
They need to come to me. Mm. I am happy. I am more than happy.
And you know, these things are popularized by some of these celebrities, but they're African, inherently African.
Exactly.
You know, it's part of our cultural practices.
Exactly.
And you know, we seem to have just let it go on the side. Mm. But I wanted to ask you, you studied journalism and mass media, yeah?
Yes.
Do you still find ways of intersecting that with your craft?
Of course. Everything that I learned, like from school and then from broadcasting and advertising, it has all come together. Because now I'm running a business as a creative, as a businesswoman, as an AE, because now I understand all these facets that come into a business from the broadcasting side, from the advertising side, and from the journalism and media side, you know? So I'm actually like, I can do all these things and now I'm limiting myself to, you know, what I love. But right now I was like, last night I actually tweeted, you know what? I produced a 4-hour show. So doing a 30-minute podcast would be a breeze. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that I can easily do, you know? So that's something that I'm looking forward to doing. And I also blog as well because I really love writing. I used to write a lot as a kid, but I don't know where it went wrong. You know, so I'm going to branch out, definitely. It's something that you should hold me to.
Okay.
Yes.
And you used to be the head girl of your former high school, man. So I think you actually, I think a lot of students would still look up to you.
Yes. I was actually by Queen Elizabeth High School in town there.
Kweza.
Once a queen, always a queen. And, you know, I feel like you've been stalking my Twitter. I was actually talking about this the other day. And I'm like, I need to go back to my former school and let these girls know that there's still hope.
Just
you know,
there's
so much life after high school and our stories can change so much after school Because I'm like, we never really had that when we were in school. No one would then come back after, you know, 10 years and say, ah, Vaskana, you know, life is hard or life is good or this, that, and just encourage us. So I'm just like, now I need to just step up and be this person, because if little old me can be on BBC Africa, like, come on.
Someone else
those
can
girls
be as well.
Can, they can do even much more bigger and greater things, because now we are running, we are walking, so these girls can soar.
And I think a lot of people are coming through my platform saying, yes. Where do these classes happen before we close off the interview?
Okay, first of all, follow the studio.
Okay.
Pineapple Creative Studio on Facebook and Instagram. That's where all the updates are. We will be in Belgravia at the National Ballet from 2 to 3 every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
But I also do private events, private classes. If you just have a group of people you want to dance to, I will come to where you are and we will make it happen.
Okay.
And sorry, we also have our studio line. That's 0713-064-900.
Say it again.
0713-064-900. 900.
Okay.
So you can just get in touch with me and let's dance.
But Pineapple, before I let you go, I just thought of it right now.
Yeah.
I think you can see that people are having weddings and dance routines have changed from the traditional one-two step.
Yeah.
What's your minimum charge? Let's say you want to teach the ladies how to do. I think ladies also do like a dance routine for the groom on the day. How much do you charge, let's say, to do a fully done dance routine so that they're fully equipped, they're fully well, they're doing it, everything is correct? What's your typical full charge for that?
Okay, so I'll start by explaining something. I need to have an understanding of where the wedding is going to be, when the wedding is going to be, how big is your bridal party, how many routines do you want to do. But basically we start talking from 1k going up.
Whoa. Dancing is pain. Dancing is pain. Man, Pineapple, also known right now as Chenge Samoyo, since he just got married recently.
Yes.
Make
sure you follow
me,
guys.
Off the market. So get to follow her on social media. And just to give you a social media handles just before we close it off.
At Pineapple underscore ZW everywhere.
That's it. That's it. It is a Pineapple ZW everywhere. This one is at Star FM Zimbabwe. Taz underscore ZW if you want to link up with me and get to find out what is happening. And that's how we close up on the TXO Superstars Cafe. Man, I was about to forget. Superstars Cafe. And we have Pineapple in the building. And she was just giving us a lowdown of her life for us to change. Now she's done. Now she's doing professional dancing. And she's actually going forward with her dream. Pineapple, thank you for coming through to the studio today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Continue to follow this one. It is a Star from Zimbabwe. And as we close off the cafe.
Cafe on the TX.